And welcome to Technology Tap. I'm Professor J. Rod. You know, I wanted to do a show that we can talk about technology, but I don't want to do one of those fancy shows where, you know, not everybody understands it. I kind of wanted to do a show on technology that would appeal to the everyday man or woman or person. A show that we can take things and simplify and explain things not in technical jargon. I wanted to use easy, simple words to describe technology. On today's show, we'll be discussing the topic on why do we need to update. We're going to talk about what devices we need to update. We're going to talk about why do we need to update them. And we're also going to talk about the consequences of not updating. All right, here's the start of the show. All right, welcome back. On today's show, we're going to talk about why do we update our devices? Well, first thing we should talk about when we talk about updating our devices is trying to figure out which devices we need to update. Everybody just thinks that it's our computers that we need to worry about, right? But it's not only our computer. It's our iPhones, Android phones, our apps inside our phones, our smart TVs, our alarms. Alexa needs to be updated. Just about any computer technology related device needs to be updated. And I think, you know, the one sad thing is seeing somebody's phone, at least for me, and seeing, you know, 50 apps that need to be updated, right? Which I find to be wrong. Or to have an old version of an operating system on a computer. You know, which is, I don't understand why people insist on doing that. But maybe they don't know the reason why. And that takes us to our second question. Why do we need to update? Well, we need to update our products, our devices, to protect ourselves from vulnerabilities, right? We may have a computer, we may have a phone, and we may have a smart TV, and hackers find a way to exploit. You know, they get the code or they create a new code, and then they go in and, you know, do things, malicious things on your computer, on your phone, on your iPad, even your car. I've seen guys hack into a car and take over the controls, the brakes, the horn, the radio. There's a video of that on YouTube. You can look it up. So this is why we need to update. It's one of the reasons why we need to update, to protect ourselves. And, you know, I was just reading the Hacker News today, and they announced there's a vulnerability or zero, what they call a zero day, which means that the company, in this case, Apple, does not have a fix, but now they do. There's a vulnerability on the iPhone, and I think either Thursday or Friday, Apple released a patch. I just installed it on my phone. But you know, this is why we need to pay attention, right? They're not going to tell you why. They're not going to tell you, oh, we're updating this because of, you know, we think we're going to be hacked. No, they, you know, they come up with other things on why they're going to update. On this particular one, right, I read on Hacker News that one of the reasons why they were updating it is because it's a vulnerability. But if you look at your iPhone, if you haven't updated it yet, it would say, you know, they want you to update because it includes 100 new emojis. That's what they're telling you, right? But in reality is, yes, you may get 100 new emojis, but there's another reason why, right? They're not always going to tell you, unless it's something really, really serious, they're not going to demand that you upgrade right away. Also, if you have an issue with your phone or with your computer or with your TV, one of the first things they're going to ask you is, what version of software are you on? So if I have a problem with my phone, first thing they're going to tell me is update to the latest version of iOS. Or if I call Microsoft and say I have a problem with my computer, they're going to tell me, oh, you're going to have to update to the latest patch of Windows 10. That's another reason why we need to update. You know, of course, another reason to update is that you're going to get new features, right? Every time they don't, you know, to be fair, companies want you to update because they add new features. Just like I read to you right now, there's 100 new emojis on a new version of iOS, right? The last patch before that, they did a translator, and some companies want you to update their app because they're able to do contact tracing because of COVID. So it's not all doom and gloom. I gotta be fair. Sometimes they want you to upgrade because they are new features that are out there. And the third reason why, and I touched on it a little bit, is to fix things that are not working, right? They may be something that maybe a previous update broke and it's not working as part of the software, and a new update might fix it. This is why, like I said, if you call for any kind of technical support, the first thing they're going to ask you is, what's the version of the operating system you're on? And if you're not on an updated version, they're going to want you to update first before they help you. And last, the consequences of not updating. Well, you're going to become vulnerable to hackers, right? This gives them a way in to come in and hack you. Also, your hardware might become obsolete. Apps may not work if you decide that you don't want to update anymore. So those are the kind of things that would happen. And I have actually an interesting story about Snapchat that I'm going to discuss in a little bit, which involves updating. Those are the three things, right? Why do we update? The consequences of not updating, and what kind of devices we need to update. And when we come back, I have an interview with Doug Fong. He is an IT support administrator for SF General Hospital in San Francisco. And when we come back, we will hear that interview. And we're back, and today we have a guest. His name is Doug Fong. He is IT support administrator for SF General Hospital in San Francisco. Welcome, Doug. How are you? Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for the invite. I'm doing pretty well.
Doug, full disclosure, I advertise or I put out there on LinkedIn for someone to come on the podcast for we could talk a little bit about why do we need to upgrade our devices. And Doug was gracious enough to see it, and he messaged me and he agreed to come on the program. So Doug, my question is, and for the audience, they want to know, why is it important that we upgrade our devices?
It's really important to upgrade our devices because basically just for security, patches protect your device or machine from different hacks or different vulnerabilities that hackers come up with and create. It protects intrusions from the outside. It stops people from stealing your information, possibly stealing. Going to the websites that you've gone to and taking down your purchase information, your credit card information, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that security is a big thing nowadays, and I just get frustrated. I don't know about you, but I get frustrated when I look at, people just think when you update, it's just your computer, but they also sometimes don't realize you got to update your phone. And it just annoys me when I see somebody's phone and they have 50 apps that are waiting to be updated. What do you think about that?
Eventually, if you don't update your mobile device, then certain versions of apps that you install will no longer work. Again, you could be carrying around everywhere you go, you're carrying around your mobile device, and somebody could have some kind of sniffer or I don't know what, some kind of device that could probably through Bluetooth remotely go into your computer and take your information. I mean, you have your contacts in there, you have your emails in there, you might have your credit card, your purchasing information. Especially if you have NFC enabled, then someone could probably wirelessly take financial information from your devices. So yeah, that's a good one. Definitely gotta make sure you update your device all the time.
I remember I had a student who, or a bunch of students in a class, I was teaching security, and they all came in with a sad face. And I'm like, "What's with the sad face, guys?" And then they told me that Snapchat got updated. And they clicked update by mistake. And they said the update ruined Snapchat. Right, they said it, put a lot of ads and a lot of other features that they did not want. And there were some students who said, "I'm not going to update because I like the old Snapchat." But I tell them, that it's they don't always tell you why they update, right? They're not going to announce, "Oh, update because we discovered a vulnerability." They're not going to tell you that. So I always tell my students, you got to update everything. Alexa's, your TV, all that stuff. You have to update. Even my alarm system, I have to I had to update it the other day. I got a call from them asking me if I can update it. So all these things, they're very important. I think people just tend to forget about updating their devices. And that day they were really mad. We sat down, we talked about it, but they were not happy that Snapchat had decided to update. They didn't like the new update. But what can you do? Have you ever had an update and you didn't like it?
Yeah, when I was working for San Francisco State University, they're usually when you do server updates and Windows updates, everything runs smoothly. Nothing goes wrong. But there was one time where something did go wrong. So it was just a regular thing. You get an update, you do it no matter what. You don't test it. That was back in, the early 2000s. We get updates, we do them. We didn't have any testing protocols, and we just patched our systems. And one time there was actual Windows patch that broke this shared drive link that people clicked on. I think we probably used some kind of internal intranet website, and we had a link to a internal shared drive, and that actually broke that. And so we had to find an alternative solution when that broke. And so, yeah, I mean, if you don't do full testing, once you do server patches, Windows patches, or device patches in a production environment, you never know what could go wrong. And so nowadays everybody has, you know, patching, testing, verification to make sure everything's working, and then, you know, that's pretty much it. So
yeah, that's all part of that new change management stuff that they're doing now, which they implemented, you know, the last 5-6 years. That, you know, it's no more Doug or Juan going in on a Saturday and he got nothing to do, and we decide to update the computers. We can't do that anymore because of change management. You know, things have changed. All right, yep. Doug, thank you very much for coming on the show and in talking a little bit about updating devices. I really appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
And we're back. I want to thank Doug Fong for coming on the show. If you need to reach him, his email address is dmf415@gmail.com. If you want to reach me, my address is professorjrod@gmail.com. My Instagram is professorjrod. You can find me at Twitter at @prof_jrod. I'd like to thank my wife, Fatima, for the inspiration. Art by Sarah and music by Joachim Card. This has been a presentation of Little Chacha Productions, and we'll see you on the next episode.